Hi, my name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Tzaharot. Today we are in chapter number 7, Mishnah number 4. We are dealing with the laws of Ami Ha'aretz. How do we regard people who do not have regard for the laws of Tumah and Tahara? And we're going to ask a question today, which is, what? Now that we've established that there are people who are chavirim, people who are friends, i.e. they are trustworthy and they're regarding these laws, and there are people who are Ami Ha'aretz, Amaratzim, people who are, cannot be trusted with these laws, what about their wives? And the conclusion is that the wife of an Am Ha'aretz is treated like an Am Ha'aretz, and the wife of a Chaver is treated like a Chaver. They are assumed to keep to the standards that their husbands keep. Family customs. That said, so this Mishnah, we're going to play out that theory and continue the tropes from previous Mishnayot, namely the machlokos between Rabbi Meir and Chamim, are spill out into Mishnah number 4. Without further ado, Eshet Chaver sheinicha l'eshet Am Ha'aretz sochenet betoch beita. The wife of a Chaver, someone who is trustworthy in the laws of Tumah Tahara, that leaves alone the neighbor woman, who is an Am Ha'aretz, Eshet Am Ha'aretz, sochenet betoch beita. So she's like, come over, and she's using the grinder, and the Eshet Chaver kind of leaves her, she leaves the room for a minute. She's in the other room and she hears that the grinder, the millstones have stopped. There's a grinder that you, I suppose, pedal or somehow operate. And they stop, meaning she's no longer operating it. Habayit tameh. Now the whole house is tameh because this is all, by the way, this whole first half is the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir assumes that people will get up and touch stuff. They have no compunctions or whatnot, preventing them from doing so. So once as long as the grinder is still going, we can hear it going, that means that she's stuck in one place. But once the grinder stops, that means that she can get up and go anywhere, and Rabbi Meir assumes that she will go up, get up and go anywhere. Lo paska rechaim, if the millstones didn't stop, meaning she continues to operate it, ein tameh ele ad makom shehi yachola lifshot et yada ve'liga. Then the only thing that's tameh is whatever is within her reach, within her wingspan. Hayushtaim, because she could reach it from the sitting position. Let's say there are two of them. Binkach ubinkach, whether the millstones are going, whether they've stopped, or even if they're still going. Habay tameh. The whole house is tameh. Why? Sha'achat ochanet v'achat memashmeshet. Because one can continue grinding, and that's the sound you're hearing, and while the other one goes and noses around. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Not just this most recent statement, but the entire Mishnah until now has been the sheet of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim omrim ein tameh el ad makom shehen yachulim lifshot et yadan veliga. Chachamim stick to their guns and say that the only thing that's tameh is what they can actually physically reach from their position. We don't presume that they have gone and nosed around any more than we can prove. Mishnah number 4. Mishnah number 5. Hameniach Am Ha'aretz betoch beito l'shamro. Let's say you leave an Am Ha'aretz in your house to guard it. You have like a guard guy, a watchman, who's watching your house, and he's an Am Ha'aretz. Bizman shehu roeh et hanichnasim veyotzim. So now you are off to the side. As long as you can see who's coming in, coming out, then we can presume the following. We have to presume that ha'uchni v'mashkim u'klei cheres ha'ptuchim t'meim. First off, unfortunately, we have to assume that the food, the drink, and any open clay vessels are tame. This guy got to them. He's the watchman. He's the guard. He has full access. Aval, but since you can see who's coming in, coming out, aval the mishkavot, the moshavot, and the clay cheres and mukafin samit patil tahrim. The sitting places and the laying down places, the chairs and the couches, and the sealed clay jars, the sealed clay vessels, they are all tahor. They're all tahor because those things require a higher level of tumah that we don't ascribe to an Am Ha'aretz. Am Ha'aretz, we said previously, we treat it as if he has midrash impurity, but not a Zav impurity. Zav impurity would be an Avatuma, and that would mean that every time he sits in something, it becomes Tameh, or anytime he moves the Klicheres, it becomes Tameh, even if it's sealed. But for him, it's only Maga impurity, things that he can touch. So that's if you see who's entering and exiting. But If you're not able to see the people coming in or the people going out, or you look in Bar Nur, he has alternative girsa. He says hanichnasin, lo et hanichnasin velot hayoshvin, not yotzin but yoshvin, the people who are sitting. I.e., we are concerned about people who are sitting in the mishkavot and the moshavot. Afilu muval, even if the guard is unable to move on his own. Afilu kafut, even if, I don't know why, but you tied him to a post. He's literally tied down. Hakol tameh, everything's tameh, because it has nothing to do with the guard anymore. Now we don't know who's coming in, coming out. Could be a woman who's a nida, could be a man who's a zav, could be some kind of av tuma. You're not cognizant of what's in your house, what's not anymore. And we have to assume that everything is the maximal level of impurity. And the Rambam explains this because once you're not aware of what's going on in your house and you've handed it over to the watchman, or the guard, the guard is, it's like it's his house. And since he's an Amar, it's everything in it is Tameh. That is all for today. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you again tomorrow.